I'd like to ask a few questions as well. The speaking in this session will be mostly testimonies. Ben and I will only speak, we'll try to speak as briefly as we can because we really feel that the testimonies will get it in. What matters is not that you get some points, that you get some inspiration, hear some funny stories from us, but really what matters is that there is a particular impression that is made upon each of you. There is a particular response that is motivated within each of you, and we both felt that testimonies were the best way to do this. So I would encourage you all, as you hear the testimonies, to write down one or two things that they said that really touched you. Because, again, the testimonies will be the majority of the speaking this morning. Now, really what we're talking about is one of the secrets of the Christian life. Many of you have not even heard of this. Well, if you have, I'm sure there are many of you who have not really understood what this is. If you've understood what this is, well, I'm sure there's many of you who have not experienced this, have not entered into this experience. But this experience, this particular secret that we'll be talking about this morning, is one that will define our Christian life. Is it one where we're struggling, failing all the time, or is it one where we are going on each and every day? Is it one where we are constantly reminded of the Lord's return and encouraged to live in the light of His coming? Well, this matter is very key. I hope you all listen very closely. There are a few questions I'd like to ask, and really consider before the Lord your own response. This is apt to each one of you. And I'm pretty sure that most, if not all of you, will answer yes to at least one of these questions. So the first one is, have you ever had difficulty finding the Lord's presence? Okay, I won't ask you to raise your hands. Have you ever had a strong desire to pray, but it fizzled out quickly? Didn't last long, maybe not even a week. Have you ever had, felt like when you pray, the Lord doesn't answer. You can't reach Him. You're just praying into the air. Have you ever had a desire to read the Bible in a consistent way, but yet that doesn't last long? We always don't remember. We always forget, right? I'm asking myself as well. Have you ever had a failure and had a difficult time getting back up? Difficult time getting back into the pursuing spirit? Have you ever been overcome by Satan's attack or by his temptation? Lastly, have you ever had someone on your heart, maybe a close friend, classmate, maybe a family member, and had the desire that they would receive the Lord and enter into the same joy and meaning of their life that you have, but yet you don't know how to go about with this burden that you have, or you feel it's too much to bear? Or you feel, maybe this is probably particularly the case with family members, they won't listen to you. It's kind of weird to talk about the Lord or share the Lord with them. Well, I hope we'll all consider these questions. I'd like to answer all of these from two portions of the Word. And they are Matthew chapter 18, verses 15 through 20. 18, 15 through 20, and Ecclesiastes chapter 4, 9 through 12. Okay, feel free to pull out your outlines. Go ahead, click away. Again, that's Matthew 18, 15 through 20, and Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12. I think you might be surprised how much of the answer to all these questions are in these verses. So let's read the title together, okay? the title of this message. Ready? Pursuing Christ with Companions. Practicing the twos or threes. Let's read it one more time. Pursuing Christ with Companions. Practicing the twos or threes. So this matter of that we'll be talking about is what can be called the twos and threes. Kind of a funny expression, but it's in the Word. Matthew 18:20 tells us, "For where there are two or three gathered into my name, there am I in their midst." Where's the Lord? Where is his presence? I can't find him. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst. One verse before that. "If two of you are in harmony on earth concerning any matter for which they ask, it will be done for them from my Father who is in the heavens." When I pray, I feel like I'm not reaching the Lord. He doesn't hear my prayers. "Where two of you are in harmony on the earth concerning any matter for which they pray, it will be done for them from my Father who is in the heavens." Now we turn to Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 and 10 and then 12. Two are better than one. Hallelujah. Say it with me. Two are better than one. For if they fall, we all fall, right? We all have failures. "The one will lift up his companion, but woe to the one who falls and does not have another to lift him up." Why do we need companions? One of the key reasons is to lift us up, and so we can lift them up when we fall. In verse 12, "While a man will prevail against the one, the two will withstand him." Do you want to withstand the enemy? "While a man may prevail against the one, but woe to the one." I hope none of you would allow yourselves to remain just as the one. Two will withstand him. Two will withstand even the enemy. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. There should be another verse that says, three is better than two. Okay. And lastly, Matthew 18:16. This is very key, related to the last question I asked. 18:16. "But if he does not hear you," talking about a brother who's going through something, "take with you one or two more, that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established." This word established also means confirmed, upheld. In other words, if we're just speaking in ourselves, there's no one to confirm our word. There's no amen. Our word is not upheld. But if we take one or two with us, there was a confirming word. Ben and I were preparing, and we were talking to the other ones who were giving testimonies, and I would say something, and then I just kind of say it, and then I would turn to Ben. I'd be like, you know, what do you think? Do you have anything else to say? And then it's funny because this whole time he'd be like, no, yeah, it's good, yeah, amen, amen. He was the confirming word. Amen. By him, all of my words were established. Amen. Or they would have been corrected if I was wrong. But we need we need one or two others by which our words will be established. If we want to speak with others, it's good that we would speak to them. But it's much better if we have one or two others with us to confirm our words. There is a real strength. There is a real impact that comes from the testimony of not one person, but two or three. Amen. Let's read point A together. Amen. Two or three are particular numbers in the Scriptures denoting witness and testimony, complement and match, partnership and companionship, mutual help and support, and strength and durability. Okay, so I'm nearing the end of what I'll be saying, but I'd like to make one contrast clear to you all. In in Matthew 18:20, we see that it says, where two or three are gathered into my name. Two or three, as we just read, are particular numbers in the scriptures. That verse does not say where 10 or more are gathered. It doesn't say by the voice of 9 or 10 others will every word be established. And my point in bringing this up is that this word, these verses, and the burden of the fellowship this morning is not talking about the meetings. So we know where I have my individual pursuit of the Lord, you know, rocky at times. And then I have the meetings. Oh, I just go to the meetings so that in the meetings it's easy to enjoy the Lord. It's easy to, you know, release my spirit, exercise my spirit. And there's truth to that. But do not misunderstand the fellowship this morning to be talking about the meetings. It's talking about two or three. So when you receive this, don't say, yeah, I go to the meetings. Yeah. Well, do you have one or two others that you're closely related to? Ben will talk more about this, and you'll see from the testimonies that we are not talking about the meetings. We are talking about two or three. There's a brother who lives in the house where I used to live. His family is like 10 or 12 siblings. Big. But I remember something that he told me, which is that he's closest to really only one or two of them. So even though his family, right, this is a strong unit, they're all bonded by blood. And I think they're all bonded by the life of God as well. But yet, even among these 10, there's really only one or two that he's closest to. What about our experience? Oh yeah, I know all the brothers. I know all the sisters. I'm in the meetings. I know everyone. But how related are we? There need to be one or two in particular that we are closely related to. And that is where the strength is. Not in the meetings, but there is a greater strength and a greater impact in the twos and threes. And that's why this matter is so important. And this matter is so important because it really affects our personal pursuit. The meetings, not as much. But the twos and threes very much strengthen and uplift our personal pursuit of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, I hope this impression has really got in and you've really seen the difference, what we're talking about and what we mean when we talk about the twos and threes. And I hope within all of you who maybe don't have a particular one or two that you're very closely built up with, I hope you would take this word and respond. And, well, how to respond? That's the next question. And this is the last point that I'll touch. Let's read point B together. We must make the decision to pick up some others as companions. We should pray, Lord, give me someone as a companion or send someone to me. Bring me into contact with the one whom you choose. The first thing we should do is run to our favorite person. No, it's not. Take those back. The first thing we should do is to pray. And the key again is that it is the person of the Lord's choosing. So you may think of a particular, this brother is so strong. If I get connected to him, he's exactly what I need. Throw that out the window. Just pray to the Lord. This is I hope you all who don't yet have a companion, you would pray this exact prayer here. Lord, bring me into contact with the one whom you choose. So we'd like to bring up the first set of testimonies, which will be along this line of praying for a companion. Could we have Tanya and Zoe come up, please?
I'd like to start with Ecclesiastes 4:12. And while a man may prevail against the one, the two will withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. And I, as I was just sitting here considering Evan's questions, I was in those seats a couple years back, and I heard those questions, and within me was a response. And I wanted to enter my college years with a companion, especially after hearing all the testimonies. The testimonies were quite encouraging. And now I'm about to enter my fourth year. But I need to testify, my first 2 years on campus, I was easily burnt out, especially when trying to care for new ones or even practical club matters. And I didn't know why I was struggling. I had a lot of saints around me. I had full-timers. I had some other students around the campus. But I just realized I wasn't really related to anyone. And so through the speaking of the brothers and the testimonies of the saints, I saw that I'm not able to do anything in myself. And actually, by myself, I was inadequate. So after you realize this, after I realized this, there was a desperation within me. Lord, give me a companion. And when I had this desperation, the only response I had was to pray. In the prayer, in the outline, Lord, give me someone as a companion. Amen. Or send someone to me. Amen. Bring me into contact with the one whom you choose. Amen. Lord Jesus, my second semester of my third year, the Lord really gave me a practical way to be grouped. We as a religious club on campus, we had to meet every week. And the Lord just gave me Zoe, Amen Life. Her name is also Zoe. We would just prepare to go to this meeting together and stand with one another in prayer. And this was such a sweet, cherishing time to know one another in our spirit. Amen. Lord, thank you for being faithful. Thank you. We can ask you for companions.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for companions. Amen. Amen. So I'm just going to touch kind of quickly on how I grew up in the church life. I'm a church kid, like actually a lot of you here. And like Tanya, I grew up in a small but expanding locality. But growing up, I never had a companion. Or I didn't have a companion my age, at least. Thank you. Amen. I had a serving one who really cherished me. She shepherded me. You know, she prayed with me, and she did morning revival with me. But my concept of companion was still really shallow for a really long time, because there was no true fellowship. There was no true connection because I had no other saints with me on campus to pray with, to relate to, and during my junior high and high school years. But then I came to the college training. Amen. Last year. Amen. This college training, I remember I was touched on this exact same point about the twos and threes, about having a companion for my college years. Amen. Like, what would, I was really touched by the matter of, like, what would I give my life for? And so the Lord really burdened me with this. Here, it was in this message that I received, and I heard the burden to really pray for a companion. And I was really desperate during this week and during the next week, because it was then I saw the testimonies, and I experienced like companionship of my own. I wanted what everyone else seemed to have. Those who gave testimonies, I wanted to read the Word. I wanted to pursue the Lord. I wanted to care. I wanted to care with one another. I prayed very desperately during this time. And until school started, I started my freshman year, and you know, like everyone else, my freshman year just kind of swept me away. I entered into the church life, the sweet church life, but you know, still I was very busy. And the Lord, I forgot about my desperation. But the Lord was so merciful. He put me in situations. He put me in an environment that brought me closer to Him. That brought me to this realization. He reminded me of my consecration. That I really can't do anything by myself. I can't pursue the Lord by myself. I really have no strength within me without a companion. Amen. And praise the Lord. I had a foretaste of meeting Tanya like throughout all my first semester. I actually hadn't met her until my second semester of my freshman year, because everywhere around me, they're like, oh, you're going to Chapman? Do you know Tanya? No, I do not know Tanya. We actually missed each other 3 times. Amen. But the Lord's timing is perfect. Amen. He really knows our situation. And my second semester came, my schedule cleared up, and it happened so organically. We came together. The Lord gave me a companion. Amen. Amen. So, really quickly, 2 Timothy 2:22 says, but flee youthful lust. Amen. And pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with Amen. Those who call on the Lord with a pure heart. Amen. Amen. So like many others, I grew up with this verse and, you know, it kind of in my being since, you know, for like most of my life. But right in the context we were given to it, given it as young people, it was, you know, oh, flee youthful lust, you know, stay away from the world, right, right, pursue the Lord. But I always forgot the most important part of the verse was, you know, to pursue with those who would call on the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Out of a pure heart. Amen. And I really, amen. I really need you to pursue.
Amen.
And so praise the Lord. He is so faithful to answer your prayers.
Amen.
If you are desperate, he will remember.
Amen.
He will remind you later on. It doesn't, like, just take this time, take this message and really, really gain this burden.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry, I didn't mean to exhort, but amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord really has the best timing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My name's Susie. This is my companion Lily, and we're with the church in Riverside. We go to UC Riverside. And so a little bit about my testimony and experience. This year has been my first year at University of California, Riverside. Before that, I was in the church in Huntington Beach. And going into it, I had this sense within me that told me if I don't have a companion, at best, I'm only going to skim through the church life in Riverside. And I didn't want that to be my experience in Riverside because I had been built up with the saints in Huntington, so I knew how amazing it could be, and I just didn't want to just coast through it. So I started becoming really desperate, and I just was really before the Lord, like, Lord, I need a companion. I need companions. And the Lord blessed me with my roommates as companions, you know, like, and they're actually going to speak a little bit later. I don't know where they are, but shout out to them. But I still felt like I needed someone to be held accountable with and to have somebody's accountability in my hands, too. Like, I needed someone that would just look at me and be able to know, okay, what's going on? Like, let's just spill it all out, you know? And that's definitely been my experience. Like, in Ecclesiastes 4:10, it says, for if they fall, the one will lift up his companion.
Amen.
For if I fall, for if I fail, for if I don't feel like turning to the Lord,
right.
Lily, my companion, is there to lift me up.
Amen.
And I just feel like this has been my salvation the whole year.
Amen.
And this has been my strength. Like, a lot of times, like I said, we don't feel like coming to the Lord
right.
because something happened, and we're like, Lord, I'm so mad at you, but there's always your companion there.
Amen.
And sometimes, like, she won't even, like, be like, okay, let's pray. She first lets me, like, spill everything, and then she's like, okay, do you want to turn to the Lord now?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, that's exactly what I need.
Amen.
And that's another point that I'm really burning for, too, just, like, letting the Lord match us. Because Lily and I are very different in a lot of ways, but we're also the same in a lot of ways.
Right.
And this matching is purely of the Lord.
Amen.
She's exactly what I needed. I'm exactly what she needed.
Amen. 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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Susie is exactly what I needed.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, and the Lord had the perfect timing.
Amen.
I just enjoy, my freshman year, I didn't have a companion. It would never worked out with schedules or this or that, whatever, right? And that was just the Lord's purpose. Because if I would have had a companion, I would have had a companion by the time Susie moved. But the Lord was so perfect in his timing that he waited until she was able to come to provide me with her.
Amen.
And I just want to share, it's so different to have a companion. It is not the same to go to meetings. Even if you go to meetings every day, it is not the same. You need a companion. I needed a companion.
Amen.
My personal life with the Lord has never been this strong.
Amen.
My encouragement has been because of her. And I can just say, it is so good to have someone that you are accountable to.
Amen.
It is easy to stray away from your enjoyment of the Lord if it is only for yourself.
That's right.
But when you know that somebody else depends on what you have enjoyed of the Lord, you have no choice
no choice but to just turn to Him.
Amen.
For the sake of that other one.
Amen.
So I just, I don't, Lord Jesus, the Lord is so faithful to give us the one we need.
Amen.
So many experiences that we have both gone through this year would have been so much more difficult if we did not have each other to continue on with the Lord, to lift us up when we fail.
That's right.
And I just have to say, Lord, thank you.
Amen.
Thank you for giving me this one.
Amen.
Oh, to lift me up.
Amen.
Oh, when I fall.
Amen.
And like Susie said, the Lord matched us perfectly. We are very different in a lot of ways, but the Lord knew exactly what we needed. Her experiences of Christ have helped me experience Christ in a new way.
Amen.
And in the same way, my experiences have led her to touch Christ in a completely new way.
Amen.
So don't close yourself off to this wonderful experience of companionship.
Amen.
It is really just about praying to the Lord.
Amen.
Just pray to the Lord to give you that one.
Amen.
And in the right time and with the perfect person, He will match you.
Amen.
Wonderful. Hallelujah for God's choice.
Amen.
Amen. Let's read point C together. As companions being grouped together in twos or threes, we should always come together to fellowship, pray, pursue the truth, and take care of new ones. And the verse here is the one that Zoe mentioned about pursuing with those. Hallelujah. Let's read D together. As companions, we should avoid having the relationship turn into mere friendship or social interchange. The contact and fellowship with our companions should be limited by the cross of Christ. So I really want you to remember these two words, mere friendship. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have friends, but this particular companionship, these twos and threes, are characterized by prayer. The test as to whether your relationship with someone is merely a friendship or a spiritual companionship is whether or not you can pray together. Amen. So let's have two more testimonies along this line. The first one is Winnie and Stephanie. Come up, please.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord for companion.
Amen.
The Lord today needs a twos and threes to carry out His economy.
Amen.
So I'm going to share a little bit how Winnie and I got together. Basically, during my freshman year, I was so desperate for a companion. I was so lonely, and I was just praying to the Lord. I was like, Lord, give me a companion to pursue You with.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a companion to read the Word and to be able to build up the body of Christ together.
Amen.
So the Lord sovereignly arranged Winnie to be my roommate during my sophomore year.
Amen.
Although at first I was suspicious. I was like, you know, Winnie, you know, she's so mature, so constituted with the truth, you know. What am I compared to her? But then the Lord was so sovereign. You know, really, our time splitting up together through prayer has been so rich and enjoyable. It's been so supplying too. It's really during our praying together that the Lord has really built us up together. This is the eternal thing that the Lord wants today. So every night, maybe three times a week, we would just go into our room, close the door, and just pray for whatever is in our heart. Whether it be, you know, school-related problems or family problems, the Lord was so instrumental in just working out His purpose during our praying times.
Amen.
During our praying times, we were able to be transparent to one another, to open up and just, you know, just be intimate with one another.
Amen.
And also really enjoyed, you know, just shepherding new ones. You can't shepherd a new one by yourself without being burnt out.
Amen.
So during this year, you know, I have a new contact named Edith. You know, me and Winnie have been shepherding her on Thursday nights, just going to restaurants and just reading the ministry word together.
Amen.
But together, just shepherding with Winnie just really released my burden, and sharing the burden has made it so much more enjoyable to bear fruit.
Amen.
So praise the Lord for companionships.
Amen.
We all need companions to go on in the Lord today.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
the Lord for companionship.
Amen.
And, oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So I'm going to share my experience as well. So I think so in my junior year and senior year in high school, I've begun to read the ministry books. And, you know, you can read so many and you can listen to so many messages. And as a result, you think something is in you. But it wasn't really until that I read this book, The Testimony of Jesus, that the Lord really shows me that we need companions. The Lord doesn't just want golden nuggets lying around, but He wants a built-up lampstand. And it really became my prayer, and this feeling for companion grew in me. And I prayed and prayed, and as I wrote down in my journal that, Lord, just give me a companion. And So as a result, I went to college and I chose corporate living because I know Stephanie is in corporate living, and Lord, I want a companion. And the good thing about corporate living is that it's a corporate living. It's not corporate experiences. It's not just experience from experience, but it's a continuous living. And through my living, the Lord just really built us up, and we have so many innumerous experiences, like both humanly and spiritually. But just one specific experience is that I work for my school's newspaper. I joined the newspaper, and then my schedule got all messed up. But to me, it wasn't obvious. But Stephanie noticed. She noticed, but I didn't notice. And she said, Winnie, you gotta give this to the Lord, and your church life is slipping away. So we prayed together, and then the Lord really did above all that we ask or think.
Amen.
And the Lord even brought my boss into the church life.
Amen.
Like, we're shepherding him right now.
That's
but
right.
We gave him to a brother, but yeah. But it was even through another sister that first preached the gospel to him, and we just labored together.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. May you all really enter into this vision.
Amen.
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 Let's also have Ian and Gabby come up.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters,
amen,
for companions.
Amen.
So I'll share a little of my experience just going to corporate living. So when I came into corporate living, I had this vision that it would be perfect. Like, oh, I'm going to meet a bunch of really nice sisters. No, not saying you guys aren't nice. But like, oh, it's going to be a God-man living. Everyone's going to be shining. But then through, like, the experience with the sisters, I realized that, oh, okay, there's a lot of our natural man that we still have to deal with. And I remember coming in, and I did not have a roommate. So then I was a little bummed out because I didn't have a companion to pursue. So actually, my HC was my companion for a while. But I realized this one sister spoke to me. She's like, you need three companions in your life. One who's younger, who you can shepherd. Another who's about your age, who you can just have like a mutual fellowship with. And then one who is younger than you, who you can shepherd. And like most of my life, I've always had people who are younger than me that I shepherd, or somebody who's older than me. And I never really had a companion who I could pursue the Lord with. So I pray to the Lord. I'm like, Lord, give me a companion. And actually, you know, the Lord actually brought us together. I mean, we had a couple of situations where we came, I moved in with her, and she became my roommate, and, you know, at first we didn't really get along, but actually the sister said, okay, if you don't get along with the sister, pray with her to have this foundation, and we prayed a lot, and it was through prayers that actually broke through a lot of our natural man, our barrier. And, like, I don't know, I can't go out. I mean, I can't go without a morning actually praying with her. Like, her portion really supplies me. I mean, she just brings me back into resurrection. Like, I really need that Christ in her. It's just, like, when we're praying, like, we're living. We're actually eating Christ. And I wouldn't get as much enjoyment as I would have if I did the morning Bible myself. So praise the Lord for companions. I need you, Gabby.
And I have come to realize that I also need Ian. In the beginning, it was probably 3 or 4 months ago that she moved in. And I got back home and she was moved in. And I said, no. I was like, no, you know, I needed my space. So she moved in and I was like, okay, Lord. I went in the bathroom and I was praying. And then she comes in again and I'm like, can I have my time, you know? And then I kept on praying about it, and I was like, okay, Lord, this is your will, because I asked the Lord, do something in me, you know, break something. I want something new of you. So next day she moves in, and I'm like, okay, Lord, maybe not that fast. But the Lord has a purpose. And, like she said, you know, it's not that we didn't get along. We lived together, but, I don't know what it was, but we had class together and we were roommates. And if you know, it's like you're with a person and you can't, have that fellowship with them. It's like there's a barrier, even, you know, the fellowship with the Lord and the fellowship with the person. So we realized that. And we would have class together. So I would see her in class. But the Lord was teaching us that we needed to be companions. Even though we were roommates, it was still kind of hard to pray. But both of us, we turned to the Lord together, and the Lord broke those barriers away. So for us, it's becoming a rich experience of just letting the Lord in to our companionship. And the Lord will come in. And it's a spiritual experience, because like the brother was saying, it's a secret, and I had never known the secret, because I was a person who can I can be on my own, and I thought I didn't need, you know, I do need people, and I can be with people, but when it comes to like my own things, I thought I could do it on my own, but the Lord is, you know, he just brought me here to realize that I need a companion. I need someone to be there with me. So it became a secret that I have been discovering in the past couple months. And like I was telling them too, it's something that needs to be developed and will continue being developed. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can we just read the title of this message one more time? Amen. Isn't it encouraging to hear? Oh, sorry. I thought everyone was going to go to it, but you already have it. Okay, let's read it. Pursuing Christ with companions, practicing the twos and threes. So this is really the burden, right? What are we here for this week? Pursuing Christ. That's right. This is what this training is for. It's for the pursuit of Christ. And you know, a training is not unto itself. This is not just one week. I practice some of these things, and then I go home, and that's it. This training, what really matters about a training is what follows the training, right? So all of this, all of the pursuit of Christ this week is for us to endeavor into the practice this coming school year, right? So we should all have this view that we're here collectively, corporately, pursuing Christ. But the burden for the twos and threes, and the reason why we keep fellowshipping about the twos and threes, is that we can pursue Christ after the training, right? So we need to get into the practice. We had the fellowship yesterday with Enosh and Jasper. We have the afternoon times. All week, we have the afternoon times. Why? For the practice. We want to get into the practice and the taste of the twos and threes. Here in the training, the Lord has sovereignly arranged us into groups, right? I'm in the group appearing. This is the Lord's arrangement. But, like the brothers and the sisters have shared in their testimonies, we want to seek the Lord. Amen. Even this week, in our groups, we should seek the Lord. Amen. Lord, when I go back to my campus, when I go back to my locality, who would you give me as a companion? It may not be according to my choosing. It may not be according to my taste. But, Lord, I say amen to who you give me. So I just encourage you all week, even in our group times, we can pray this to the Lord. Even in our alone times, we should pray this to the Lord. Lord, who would you give me as a companion? I just want to repeat the verse that Zoe read, 2 Timothy 2:22. But flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those. Amen. We need to have a fleeing and a pursuing life. But the key to this verse is with those. In the ministry excerpts for this portion, in one of the first paragraphs, there's a really good portion where it says that, you know, the enemy, his desire is just to make us useless to God's purpose. But if we have at least a companion, even better, if we have three other companions, if we're surrounded on all sides by companions, the enemy has no way. The way to flee the world and to pursue Christ is with those. Okay, so we're extremely short on time, so maybe we'll just jump into the points. Let's read Roman numeral 2 together. As companions being grouped together, we firstly should come together to be... Okay. Amen. Okay, so for this point, can we ask Gilma from Long Beach to come up? And for the remaining testimonies, just because we're short on time, we'd like to ask you to exercise to try to keep it in a minute and maybe even have the guitar give us a strum. Sorry.
So my companion unfortunately couldn't be here because she's doing summer school, but I just wanted to give a little brief introduction about us. So actually my companion and I met through a Bible challenge that our campus was having, and I really praise the Lord for that because that's actually how we got to know each other better. And we actually got to know each other on a human level, but more importantly, we got to bear each other in prayer. We really have a nice relationship where we can just come together and pray. No matter what is going on in our lives, whether it's a small matter or a big matter, we really care for one another, and we are constantly praying for each other and for our families. And we really also encourage one another to go on in the Lord, because her going on is my going on. And I really think that that's the key for us. It's really worked that we know that we genuinely care for one another and we care for our going on. And this has made it a lot easier for us to open up to each other about our real situations and know exactly what we need to pray for one another. Also, amen. Thank you.
Amen. Sorry we're running so short on time. Thank you, Gilma. Maybe let's just go on to Roman numeral 3. And let's read that together. We need to abide all the time, setting aside 2 or 3 times a week for the prayer and with our 2 or 3 companions. Okay, for this we have Caleb from Riverside, and then Crystal and Alyssa, if you guys just want to come up and be ready. I think they're really going to hit this point about needing to budget our time and needing to set time apart just for this.
Amen. So my companion is also not here, but I still pray with him. Anyway, so I started praying with my companion's name is David, and we started praying. We started praying last summer, and then it really jump started during the Thanksgiving conference. We started praying 3 times a day, and it really just started to see the Lord to work. And then after that, eventually went down. But we pray twice a day. We have morning time, and then at night we pray for like a good 10 people, and it's been really awesome. We've been praying about at least 5 to 6 days a week, twice a day, and just to see the result. Shanika's here. Hallelujah! And then eventually, I met her on my campus a couple months ago. And then eventually, the Lord gave me more companions, and I started praying with Asaph. Asaph's also here. Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah.
Amen. And so me and him started praying, going over morning revival every morning, and now we're reading Christ versus Religion together. And so that's been awesome. And then it's just mainly through my day's prayer, just praying that 10 minutes at night. And then eventually the Lord gave me another companion, Stephen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then eventually, so we get to read the New Testament together every morning. And then we're also reading the enjoyment of Christ for his increase. But I just remember one thing really fast. I was reading, I was praying, and I just remember the Lord gave me the word in Exodus about how there's 2 boards, but we can't be complete. We cannot be God's eternal, we can't be his dwelling place without being joined to one another.
Amen. Amen. My name is Alyssa. And I'm Crystal. So we both began last year with a burden for companions. And I think it was the winter training that really gave me a burden to pray. And I was like, Crystal, okay, we have to pray, you know. But I didn't know how to go about it really.
Yeah.
But we had this time last December where there was this intense prayer, and we were doing that together, and we really enjoyed it. We were like, how can we make this practical to keep doing this during this semester? So practically what we did was we just set up a time on campus. It was right before her class, right before I went to Monday lunch, a lunch with sisters, and it was just like 20 minutes, like. At 11:50, we would just meet at a bench, pour out, and pray. I mean, it was really, I don't know. You know, we had to open to one another, and we did, but really, what kept it was our goal was the, was prayer. Like, we knew that's why we were there, and our goal was,
our goal was a prayer. That's, that time literally saved me. I just want to repeat some of the things the other testimonies have said, that the Lord's timing is so perfect. He gave me a companion. Praise Him. This has been my salvation the whole year. This matching is purely of the Lord. And it's so different to have a companion. I went my freshman year without really having a companion. But this year, just the timing of that, we prayed right before I went to my abnormal psychology class, which we were talking about demonology, we were talking about things that I don't want to mention to you guys, you know, but I would go in there and be like, wow, they're depressed because they need the Lord. Like, the illness, you want to know how you can solve that? I'll stand up and share mine. Anyway, I've been really bold, but it saved me just, and even it just turned our relationship from not natural, because we get along pretty well, but just every time I see her, anything that I say to her, I told her this yesterday, I feel like I'm telling the Lord. Because we've prayed, and I'm like, there'd be times when I'm going to class and I just need to call her. Maybe we're not silent to pray, but I'll call her and say, Alyssa, I cannot open to the Lord. And she goes, amen, I will pray for you. And so just really her being even the Lord in manifested in the flesh for me as a companion. God, just praise the Lord for that.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, sorry, bear with us. We're going to take 5 extra more minutes, okay? But let's just read Roman numeral 4 together, and then maybe Josh and Abel can just come up and be ready. Okay, go ahead. We also need to pursue the full knowledge of the truth. That is to know God's word with a thorough and complete knowledge, both personally and try to watch your time. Amen. I just want to encourage you all to really read these verses, 1 Timothy 2:4, John 17:17. We don't have time right now, but also to write down 1 John 2:14. Just add that on there, and I'll just briefly read it to you. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. We need to be the young men that have the word of God abiding in us. This will help us to overcome the evil one. I'm just impressed again. You know, we're testing this week on these verses. And this morning I was in the breakfast line and I looked at the line and there was just a lot of green sheets, you know. And I was so encouraged. Again, we shouldn't just have this because we're in the training. You know, because Emmanuel and Phil are going to test me later. But this should become our practice. We should have the desire to get the word of God into us. And companions are a great way to do this. It's hard to read the ministry on your own. It's hard to stay consistent. But if there's a brother you're reading with, if there's a sister that you're accountable to, you'll go on. And you'll get the word of God into you. This is our foundation. Everything that's being shared with us this week, including this matter of companions, is based on the word of God. There's nothing that's being spoken this week that is not based on the word. So anyway, I'll let these brothers speak.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus is getting us together.
Amen.
And I won't go into details because of time, how we got together, but just when we got together, the Lord's been speaking to us regarding us being useful to Him. Amen. And wanting to cooperate with the Lord in His move on our campus, in our home meetings, shepherding others. Just all these burdens come up when you get together. But then I realized that, you know, we're lacking in something. You know, we're lacking ammunition. We're lacking some power, you know. So we just came together and I just shared with Abel, you know, I think we need to get into the truth. You know, we really need to get constituted with the truth. Amen. This is the only thing that's really gonna empower us. Like our brother was sharing, you know, we're young, powerful men. Not because of anything else, but because of the Word of God.
Amen.
And when the Word of God abides in us, we're powerful.
Amen.
And we can overcome the evil one.
Amen.
So in our practice, we've been getting together. So we've been getting into a couple of books together, No More Christian Life and Economy of God. And it's just been so sweet.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Lord Jesus. All right, so this is Josh. I really don't know Josh that well. Well, actually, I do. Actually, I met him this year. But it was through Orlando, which I met, which I've known since preschool. So I listened to a message just like this where I was really encouraged about getting a companion. But in my mind, I automatically thought of Orlando because I grew up with him. But I came to Orlando, and he even told me, I'm happy that you're thinking that I'm your companion, but bring it to the Lord, you know? It can't be your preference. And I was like, you know what? Amen. So I prayed about it and I prayed about it, and then I got this hunger for getting into the truth. And I'm not, like, personally, I don't like reading at all. And I always see him reading with a book, and it kind of is like, you know, you got to read. You know, he always posts up stuff on Facebook about the normal Christian life and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, I got to get reading. I got to start reading. I'm always behind him. What they said about the running, somebody running in front of you and you're the one behind. I'm the one behind. I'm the one trying to catch up to him. But it's encouraging because I can't keep running. If I was by myself, I wouldn't be reading. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, maybe just to end, can we all stand and read just the prayer in point B, just the prayer. And let's not just declare this, Roman numeral 1, point B. Let's not just declare this, but let's really make this our prayer before the Lord. Okay? Lord, give me someone as a companion, or send someone to me. Bring me into the one you choose. Amen.